Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, far, far away across the universe, astronomers have discovered a galaxy shipyard. But first, if you balked at those £200 plus Adele concert tickets, how about watching your favourite star's gig for free? The catch? It's all in the cartoon-like social gaming metaverse of Roblox. Superstars like Zara Larsson, KSI and Ava Max have already performed on the platform and are making big money from selling digital merchandise, but it's not t-shirts, coffee cups and souvenir programs. It's all virtual.
Artists love it. They want to perform and be in front of as many fans as they can and make them feel happy and connect with them.
That's John Velasopoulos, Roblox Global Head of Music, on the line from Lisbon's Web Summit. And so what technical developments are stars such as Larsson working on for the future?
So we're working on those technical abilities to allow Zara to be live, you know, as her avatar in front of her fans, and imagine a big virtual screen in her studio where she's doing it, where little faces of all her fans are there and she can call them out by name.
And young fans are snapping up NFT-style add-ons like wings or lanyards for their avatars, which cost from $1 in the game's virtual currency Robux.
They want to, in future, buy virtual tickets or do virtual meet and greets. But the fans and the artists now are reconnected, which I think makes music exciting again.
And it all adds up for the stars' bank balances without them needing to get changed out of their pyjamas. Meanwhile, the Evening Standard City News editor Simon Freeman caught up with Web Summit CEO Paddy Cosgrave on the final day of Portugal's Tech Mega Expo and asked him a very important question about the future.
When do you think Summit will be held entirely in virtual reality?
So I buy every virtual reality headset that literally gets released. I'm just like a massive nerd. And so I'm long in virtual reality, but not ultimately to replace the richness of human-to-human interaction. I think for entertainment purposes, I think probably for medical purposes, for, you know, all sorts of applications, it's only going to grow. And the form factor, I think probably in the medium term will be dictated by Apple. They're going to figure out how to, you know, really bring this new augmented reality platform to the masses through the much rumored Apple Glass, whatever they're going to be called, that may be released in 2023. But even in Star Wars and all of these fictional sci-fi movies that are like 10,000 years in the future, everybody's still going to the pub.
long may it continue.
Like, even the most far-fetched sci-fi writers can't imagine a world where people just don't go for a pint.
Now, what's been described as a giant shipyard where galaxies are forged has been discovered 11 billion light years away from Earth. It's called a protocluster named G237 and has more than 60 galaxies inside it. The University of Arizona describes the area as something of a constructing shipyard where gravity pulls in stars to create these galaxies which cluster together. The discovery was made using infrared and electromagnetic spectrum technology equipped on the European Space Agency's Planck telescope. Next, tech giants and billionaire owners take notes. The culture secretary, Nadine Dorries, says she's looking at criminal sanctions within months, not years, of the online safety bill passing.
Put those 10 or 20,000 engineers now onto abiding by your terms and conditions and to removing your harmful algorithms. Because if you don't, this bill will be watertight. I'm looking at 3 to 6 months for criminal liability.
Dorries told a parliamentary committee she wants to accelerate the introduction of personal liability sanctions for company managers to spark a faster response to the threat of online harm. And she reckons that social media firms have all the tools they need right now to remove harmful content, but they're dragging their feet.
They actually have the ability to put right what they're doing wrong now. They have the ability now to abide by their own terms and conditions. They could remove harmful algorithms tomorrow.
Next, New York's mayor-elect Democrat Eric Adams says he would like to take his first 3 pay packets in Bitcoin, and he signaled his intention to make the Big Apple the center of the cryptocurrency industry after he takes office in January. In a case of crypto one-upmanship, Adams' announcement via Twitter came after Miami Mayor Francis Suarez said he would take his first paycheck in Bitcoin, which is the world's largest cryptocurrency, as Suarez seeks to turn Miami into a hub for crypto innovation. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science, plus what's being described as a very significant moment for some very cute red-billed Curacao chicks. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. The sky is the limit for an Israeli startup sending hot air balloons to Earth's upper atmosphere in the hope of capturing carbon for recycling in the fight against global warming. High Hopes Labs captures the carbon where it's most solidified after being belched into the sky by burning fossil fuels and the emissions from industrial agriculture. The frozen carbon is brought back to Earth for recycling, and the firm says that's because carbon freezes at minus 80 degrees C, so 9 miles above Earth is ideal to scoop up solidified CO2. And finally, they're very fluffy and very cute, and now 2 newly hatched, highly endangered red-billed Curacao chicks have cracked their shells to emerge into the world at Chester Zoo. Fewer than 200 of the birds remain in the wild in their native Central American habitat, and now there's 2 little black and brown speckled chicks with long tails that are pecking around in the rather chillier climes of Cheshire in England's northwest. The zoo's described the new arrivals hatching as a very significant moment for helping save the species. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader Podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.